Declan, start of a very big week in the club's history. Of course, tomorrow night, St. Patrick's Athletics come to the Brandywell. What's the team news on for tomorrow night?
It's look, Gerardo comes back into the squad. He was unfortunate not to make a pinch on Saturday. Quick turnaround, day less than what St. Pat's had, but we trained yesterday morning after a Sligo game. We trained today. And we'll come into the game with the same squad. Everybody's putting themselves forward. Obviously, Darren Cole's a big loss for us, but everybody else comes off the back of Saturday relatively unscathed. And look, the basis of the players all year is they've just kept coming for us. They kept putting themselves forward, even with niggles and knocks, they kept putting themselves forward. So we've a big push now. We've 180 minutes of football left, and we got to treat that with the utmost respect, and we got to try and get 2 wins.
Of course, St. Patrick's coming into the game, maybe only taking 6 points from out of 15, but they'll be coming to the Brandywell hoping to get 3 points to make a chase for that fourth spot for Europe. You'll be hoping to stop that.
Well, I think St. Pat's will be coming here knowing that, you know, they've 2 games in a week themselves, and why not have a go at it? Why not have a right rattle at it? Because it is out of their hands, it's on our hands, right? We've got to pick a point up out of 6. But you never know with football, you just never know. We've got to make sure that we approach the game. And I've no doubt we will, because the players talked about it this morning. I asked them what they wanted to do, what they wanted to achieve. And all the answers they gave me back were very positive and very similar to what I want to achieve here as well. And, you know, there's no hiding place here at the minute. We only won 2 matches. The players only won 2 matches. They want to finish as high up the table as they possibly can, because I don't think they've got the credit they've deserved, to be honest, Paggy. I don't think the players have... They haven't won a player of the month. They haven't got, you know... The Dublin press don't even come to our games. You know, they don't really, you know, without the exception of you guys, we wouldn't have the coverage that we do have. So I don't think the players get the credit they deserve. Greg Slagas being as good a midfield player as have been in the league this year. David Parkhouse, 19 years of age, 17 goals under his belt. We don't see any headlines about David Parkhouse. You don't see Junior getting the headlines that he deserves. If he was somewhere else in Dublin or wherever, I think he would have more publicity. You know, Ali Gilchrist, no one told. 43 years of age between them. You know, Untold's 20. Ali's just 20, he's 23. Sorry, turned 24. So I don't think they get the credit. He's there. Peter Cherry was number 2 at Cork last year. He's been one of the best goalkeepers in the league this year. You know, so it could go right throughout the team. Like Kieran Harkin doesn't get the credit he deserves. You know, just right throughout the team. Jamie McDonough, a lot of good players. I think for us to get the credit we deserve, we need to finish third. I think people need to understand that this bunch of players here have dragged us through all year. They've played a brilliant brand of football, scored some fantastic goals. You know, goals that maybe you're keeping the ball for 20, 25 passes, and then Jack Malone sticks on the back of the net in his first senior game. You know, so many good things have happened over the course of the year that we'll not forget. I'm not forgetting. I don't want our supporters to forget, but I want us to also remember that there's still 2 games to go to get that reward, and if we can play to our levels, then we're capable of winning them.
Of course, you did say 2 games to go, Declan. You want that third spot. You don't want to be finishing fourth. You want that. Is that your goal? That third spot's your goal. No, the other night people are saying, you know, Bows are celebrating like they've won the league. They're only sitting in third. You can take that third spot. Is that the goal for you and the team over the next 2 games?
It has to be the goal. The goal has to be to win 2 games. It has to be 2 games. I think we're going to come in the last game and throw it because we finished in fourth. Absolutely no chance. We want to make sure that we won 2 games. I'm very respectful of everybody. But the most important factor in the whole year-long campaign is our boys. We want to make sure that we do what we're good at. And at the Brandywell, we've been excellent this year. We've played a really good brand of football. We've had players that have played with injuries, have played with knocks. We've had players that, you know, weren't feeling well that have played. So get your reward. Now go and get your reward. Go and do it in front of your own supporters. That have been magnificent for us all year. And go and do it in front of your families and your friends and people that are on the stand. So go and get 2 wins. Look, we're not going to be doing cartwheels that we finished in Europe, right? Brilliant, great. But we want to be getting better. We want to strive to get better. And we want to set a bar at the club that this is the expectation. We want to drive the thing on. And if we can get the players back to the levels that they're capable of playing, then the next 2 games will take care of themselves.
And how important is that 12th man tomorrow night?
It's been the most important factor of the football club all year, the support. Without the support, we're nothing. And it doesn't matter if you're the youngest supporter or the oldest supporter. Get behind the lads. He's been magnificent all year. Help us get over the line. Fill the Brandywell, please, as much as we possibly can on Tuesday night. Don't hold back to Friday. Get it going on Tuesday night if we can. But ultimately as well, have that rapport and that enjoyment. The Brandywell should be enjoyed this year. We've had some brilliant performances. But I want our younger generation to come and respect the place as well. I want us to know that this is our gaff, this is our home, this is our heartbeat of our club. Don't come and wreck a place, don't come and break chairs, come and get behind the team, come and make a party atmosphere, come and support the football club. And if we can do that, look, everybody here wants to drive this place on. The support we're getting at the moment is brilliant, it's absolutely brilliant. But we need it more and we need it more. And bring a friend with you tomorrow night if you can. Bring somebody who hasn't been to Brandywell for a while. Bring them in and let them see that these boys are fighting. Fighting with everything that they have to get across the line. And if we can get a big crowd there tomorrow night, a vocal support and a really high energy from the team and from the fans, then we'll be in a good place.
Thank you, Darren.